Hello, everybody. We are Grand Forks Best Source, live on location at the River Cinema 15, Friday the 13th, how apropos for the big Firestarter movie launch opening day. I am Dale Coolis, and joining me again, back again, is Paul. And Katie's here, too, off to the side. She's here.
She's hiding.
Yeah, she's hiding. And joining me here today, to my right, is Nancy from Hollywood Heroes across the hall at the Riverwalk Center here, right across it from the River Cinema 15. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all fellow comic book fans. We're just talking with Sam at the River Cinema here, talking about comic book movies and all that. So, and of course, you work at the comic book shop, Hollywood Heroes. How long have you been there?
I've been here for about 5 years, and it's been great. It's a great place to be. COVID kind of, you know, slowed it down a little bit back, but we're coming back strong, and it's wonderful. People are coming out to movies.
That's good. I mean, you can't ask for better crossover business with all the constant foot traffic.
Right, yeah. Right. Can't go wrong. It's a great place.
You would think that COVID would have actually helped, like, with people creating comic books because they're all trapped in their houses. Maybe they could make some drawings and come up with some stories.
Wouldn't that be great? But yes, that's not what happened.
or at least, too, I guess, on the flip, kind of referencing it, he stock up on comics to read at home and stuff. People maybe doing bulk orders and stuff like that. And, like, all right, bulk order, have it ready for me to be picked up. It's all charged and good to go.
Yep, we tried to do that, fulfill orders. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Now, I know my days at the comic book shop, I always like to go. It's been a while since I've done it, but I used to do. Do you have people that do pull lists? People can make a pull. Keep like monthly books on order like that, or do you just have more retro books mostly?
We have most of our stock is back issues, I guess you call
them. Yes.
And of course the stars being the key issues, mm-hmm. which is great. And then yes, we will do pull lists for people if they're interested. Just stop on in and let us know what you want, and we'll make sure we can get it, or we'll do our best to get it.
Yeah. And I guess we should probably explain that a little bit more for people who are just getting into comics. Like, I had no idea about it for the longest time, where, like, say you're just getting into comics and, like, you caught, like, the latest Thor movie that's coming out later this year, or the last Spider-Man movie, you want to try a couple of Spider-Man books, and they can get a hold of you guys and just ask, hey, can you hold this new Spider-Man series for me, and you'll have it ready for them as soon as it comes in.
Sure, yes, you bet. Also, we have graphic novels, and some people like those because that's, like, all the comics in one shot and one book. So you don't have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of nice, too. So we get a lot of those. A little bit retro, but still, nice choice to have.
So I got two things on that note. So graphic novel, Watchmen. I read that one before it came out.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I actually like the ending of the movie better than the ending of the graphic novel.
Yep.
But so I got, when I was a lot younger, I got Spider-Man Maximum Carnage. And I was thinking, like, man, this is going to be worth a lot of money now that the Spider-Man movies were coming out. Or, I mean, the Venom movies. And then the Venom movies just sucked.
Yes. Oh, no, they didn't. that's not true at all.
They were all right. I know they did big business, but
Venom was great. I expected it to suck. I went into it with that mentality, and I was like, no, this is good. It did better than everyone thought.
No, it was terrible.
I know for me, for both Venom movies, I was in the middle, kind of. I kind of went in with really low expectations, but I kind of went out going, well, that was okay. And for me, kind of going with it being real, real low expectations, I mean...
If you read the Maximum Carnage Spider-Man comic books, you would realize how much of a garbage fire...
I guess really? The movie was compared to the...
It was awful.
No.
They switched a lot of things up. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, yes, comic books, mm-hmm. movies are all taking off. They've been blowing up for the last, like, 2 decades now. So I got to ask, what are a couple of your go-to recommended comic book movies?
Well, I didn't read this comic book at all, I have to say. But Guardians of the Galaxy, I went in there with really, really low expectations. Because of two of the main characters are pretend, you know, they're mm-hmm. CG, I guess Groot.
Yeah,
and
Rocket.
Rocket, exactly. But I left there, and it reminded me of the movie when I went to go see Star Wars in sixth grade, how I went in there also with low expectations because I didn't like sci-fi, and I left there in love with all the characters. Same with Guardians of the Galaxy. I left there just in love with all of the characters. I liked them. And my husband, who's huge into comics, told me before the movie came out, he was surprised they were even making this movie because it's such a B-team In the comic book industry. It's not an A squad. It's more a B squad. And it's just taken off. I mean, Star-Lord is excellent, you know, made his career almost, I would say.
You're going to have to ask your husband, too, because I got a bunch of X-Men Unlimited hologram series.
Mm-hmm.
See if those are worth any coin right now.
Yeah, you'll have to stop by.
Value.
I have no idea.
I know everything, you know, in the collector's market, do you guys deal with a lot of collectors coming in and going, asking to get stuff graded? That seems to be the big thing with, like, cards and comics and stuff like that.
Yes, and you can get things graded. We don't grade. I mean, we grade our own so that you kind of have an idea. And he's really particular on the grade that he puts on these comics. So you can send in through internet. We've done it once, and I think it's okay. But once they're graded, you know, you're never going to want to open them because they're sealed. And once you unseal them, then they're not guaranteed at that value anymore. So people are very serious about their comics, and they want them pristine. Mm-hmm. Of course, the better it is. So
yeah, I've only kept up with a couple of series over the years, and kind of flip flop between several others. But I see you guys got a bunch of back issue bins in there, and mm-hmm. I believe you mentioned you had like 10% off key issues, right? That's the main promotion you got
yes.
going on for them.
Yep, 10% off for the rest of this month for sure.
I see.
You can tell them I have Venom number one too.
Venom number
one. Bring it in.
Bring it in. Get it graded. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll that's my nest egg. I'm just sitting in my my cabinet, and you know, waiting for it to nature to just make it just disintegrate because I don't take care of my stuff.
We have a lot of customers come in and with horror stories about how their moms threw away their comics, or they were taken in the flood, or
taken in the flood. So I don't know if you deal with just comics, mm-hmm. and I've told this story before to other people, but so I was big into Magic the Gathering
mm-hmm.
when I was in like junior high, high school-ish era, and I had like a full, complete, all of like the beta series of this thing, which was like the original of it, and I lost it in the flood.
Mm-hmm.
When we got back from the flood, they were all just stuck together in one big clump.
Oh yeah. No!
You know, and I looked up what I probably. Like had in cards there, and it was somewhere around, as of right now, I think $60,000-$70,000.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we hear those stories all the time. It's sad. It really is. But on the flip side, that drives the market, you know, because more and more get destroyed. So then the few that are left are worth more.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You're so, welcome.
Yeah, I know,
you're welcome.
Right? I'm glad you could do your part for society.
Now, I do see it just looking at across the hall from here, too. It looks like you got memorabilia in those cabinets. You guys trade, sell memorabilia there? Or is that just kind of like for decor?
Everything pretty much is for sale.
I think that's called decor.
Decor.
It's like you and your schemes.
Schemes. Yeah. I got you. Where's my soundboard? There we go. Yeah. I'll give myself a fail for that one. Yes. Decor. Yes. But no, I like all the artwork, too, and everything you got spread up there. And you got a nice TV screen there, too, set up with like just like the latest. Looks like trailers or movies going on, too.
Yeah. We always try to pick out a family-friendly movie to show. So when the families come in, they feel welcomed. And, yeah, we don't want to scare them off with anything too scary.
Now, you guys got a staff of a few people in there. I want to say, I thought I remember hearing, like, it was like a one-person operation to start with, right, Hollywood Heroes?
Well, it's a family operation. So my son is owner, and then my husband and I help him out. So it's just family now, the three of us.
Yeah, that's really awesome, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to ask, too, it's Friday the 13th, unintentional spooky movie season today. We're covering Firestarter today. Any like spooky comics or spooky movies that you had or go to, or you know, the spooky, scary stuff?
Well, I'm not personally. I don't care for scary movies because mm-hmm. I don't need much to scare me. My imagination can do a pretty good job. So I thought Doctor Strange was kind of scary, to be honest. It's
yeah,
a PG-13, but well, I thought it...
I didn't realize this, but when he pointed out that it was directed by Sam Raimi, which... I heard that was, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans, but he pointed out to me that was also the guy that did Evil Dead. And
yes.
And so I saw a lot of Evil Dead references in that movie, which I can, there was some scary stuff in there.
I thought so too. You know, it's rated PG-13, but kids like that. They kind of like to be scared, or I guess they call them jump scares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah, they definitely had them, which is kind of, you know, not really too common for the Marvel movies.
Not at all. I was surprised by them. I wasn't expecting them.
Before I lose this thought, too, I know you got more things to talk about here, but, you know, because you have the comic book store over there, and, you know, when I was growing up, I really enjoyed reading comics, you know, looking at all the artwork in them and everything. And I like having that thing that you can hold and you page through it and you see all that artwork and, you know, you can see these storylines and then you anticipate the next one. I think that kids are like losing so much by not having that tangible thing. And they're just like watching things on their iPad or whatever it is. I really think that like being able to have that thing that you can touch and hold is so much more important.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree.
I was gonna say, is that something you hear a lot talking to customers about going to like digital comics versus physical comics?
Right. Well, yes. I mean, the kids don't really talk about it, but us older people do. And the kids that they watch the digital ones, and that's fine. But if you don't have electricity or a battery charger, you're not going to be reading your comics at night
that collector's aspect to it, too. I mean, I still have all those comics from when I was in high school just sitting in a shelf. And, you know, like I might grab it one day and look through it and be like, holy cow, I forgot I even had this. Where you just have like an NFT or some other digital type of media thing. I mean, it's not like you have that type of... I mean, maybe it's different for kids nowadays. I mean, maybe they can go through their files and be like, oh, hey, look at that. You know, I remember downloading that.
Well, you know, I think they do. It seems they're very, very comfortable with digital.
Yeah,
and,
it's weird.
And I think so, too. I do. I totally agree. They're missing out on owning something, taking care of it. It's tangible. You'll always have it. You can share it with your friend. Not that you can't share your phone. You can, but everybody has their own phone, so you don't share. And also, there was a little bit of responsibility. So when you borrowed it, you wanted to give it back the same way.
Yeah, and,
you
if, know, it, and a if it bit came back like, and if it came back like folded, you were like,
"Yeah,
come on,
what the heck, dude?
Yeah, this all creased up and wrinkled." And
what am I going to loan you now? Nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
No trust.
Exactly.
Now, I got a couple of quick just things that we want to mention before we went on the air here. That just to make sure to mention here that you guys will be at the River Cinema there. They're going to be sponsoring the Grand Forks Comic Con at the Alera Center coming up on October 8th and 9th.
Yes. And hopefully everyone can come out. It's a fun, fun time. Very family oriented. Everyone can dress up and come dressed up. They do have a costume contest. And you can, you know, win great prizes. So it's really fun. Last year, Flash Gordon was there. This year, I'm not sure who's going to be there. There was kind of some rumors. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it, but some wrestlers might come in and sign.
Yeah. That's,
we'll see. Yeah. I don't know, but as soon as we know, they'll be announcing it, you know, right away so everyone can come in. And yeah, it's good times. It is. It's really fun.
And you said you guys will have a booth set up there too, right?
Yes. Yep. We sure will. A lot of people are there. And it's different. You have people that make jewelry. You have people that make stickers to put on your cars. You have comic book people. It's you know, very fun, family friendly, and everyone should come out, especially dressed up.
Do you win anything if you win the dress up contest?
Yeah, last year I think it was $300.
Okay,
$300.
I might have to show up next year as Borat in his in his swimming suit.
Borat, yes. Yes. Well, yeah, you make sure it's homemade because you score more points when it's homemade. Okay? Tell them how you sewed it.
I guess speak of wrestlers on some of our other GFBS shows, we have certain wrestler dress-up impressions kind of, so we may have to bring those over and see how that goes over.
Yes, no. Absolutely.
Katie's just shaking her head over there.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times, I don't know a lot of the characters, and people will have to tell me who they are, but it's still a lot of fun. And you can tell they love wearing them. It's fun. Other people recognize them. It's a good time.
And we'll give a shout-out to a couple people in the chat here kind of commenting here. We got a fellow Venom supporter in Sam in the chat here, so he loved Venom. And Monty is also commenting about how he had over 100,000 baseball cards dating back to the early 50s, but he sold most of them for beer money.
Oh, Monty. Monty boo.
it's really cool. And I guess best place to get a hold of you guys. I know you guys kind of have some different hours, but generally, for the most part, it's mostly evening hours, correct?
Yes, evening hours or by appointment, Saturdays from 1 until 8, Friday nights we're here till late, but certainly come on in or give us a call. We have our number listed on the door, and you can we'll set up an appointment with you.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And, like, best place to find you, too, I guess, like, website, social media, stuff like that?
Yep. We have HH Comics, and we sell comics on there. We also have a Facebook page. You can get a hold of us there. Actually, if you go on the Facebook page, you'll see that I met Barry Williams 2 weeks ago. You guys probably know who he is. The famous Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, of course, of course. Yes, 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 yes. I unfortunately, yeah.
He was Brady really Bunch. A nice guy.
You know, I mean, people, like, it always it kind of irks me because, you know, if somebody says, like, comic book shop, I don't see it as that. I see it as an art gallery.
Oh, thank you. You know, I totally agree with that. I mean, it is. It is truly art. Somebody drew it, colored
great
it.
Artists. I guess we should probably give a quick shout-out. Quick shout out to, you know, I guess speaking of great comic book artists over the years, we lost a legend last week with George Perez passing away. I don't know if that's been getting a lot of talk to. I imagine that guy is one of the top masters of all time comic book artists.
Yes. A lot of comic book people, very sad.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very unfortunate. But there's been a lot of great tributes going around online, a lot of big showcases of his top art. I know Teen
Titans.
What,
I mean, I got huge into X-Men when I was, you know, younger because of L.A., the X-Men cartoon. But I got really big into the X-Men Unlimited, not so much because of the storyline. I mean, the storylines were really good, but the artwork in the X-Men Unlimited series was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, I can't recall who was the artist in it or anything, but I mean, when you page through them, I mean, it was like they're nice, glossy pictures. Everything was just, and this was before the age of like doing everything on a computer. So.
Right.
You know, I mean, the drawings in those are just fantastic.
Right. And the older you get in comics, they only had, what, 3 or 4 colors to work with? Mm. So they are works of art, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's humans at their best working with the limitations that they had.
I guess to wrap up, do you have like a go-to recommend if people are come in and ask, you know, go-to favorite recommended comic book series, past or present, or just ones that just or other staff recommendations that you hear a lot of?
Archie.
that was one of the first ones I read. That was like my dad gave me my gateway to get into comics. All right, start off with Archie, and then. Little did he know that it would evolve to the Riverdale TV show we know it is now, though.
Oh, I know. I think they would be rolling in their graves if they... I don't think that's what they intended with Archie. But, you know, that's a modern twist. So, well, it depends. I'd ask the customer what they like. Mm-hmm. Some people like a little bit more, I guess, fight scenes, or which could be Wolverine. I personally like the old Superman series. I just like that he's just so... And there's kind of that love triangle between... Lois, his alter ego, and, you know, she's in love with Superman. Clark Kent likes her, but she won't give him the time of day. You know, it's so, just kind of that old triangle love story.
I never even thought of this until I heard it from Kill Bill. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know the movie.
But, yeah, so at the end, what was the guy that died in the closet?
You know, like the last person, Uma Thurman?
The Kung Fu guy.
Okay, I'm blanking on that part.
The actor.
died in the closet?
Okay, he died in the closet, like, doing something he shouldn't have done.
Oh.
David Carradine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on it. Sorry, Paul. Yeah,
anyway.
That part. There's a lot more memorable parts from Kill Bill, though.
But so in the end of Kill Bill, he points out something about Superman that I never realized that I thought was really interesting. He said that... You know, all these superheroes, they all have their alternate identity.
Right.
And so you got, you know, Peter Parker, you know, who's a kid, and Spider-Man is his alter identity. You got Batman and, you know, or Bruce Wayne and Batman is his alter identity. But Superman, his alter identity is Clark Kent, because he's not actually his superpower he was born with. Where all these other ones, they inherited him through whatever. So,
right, almost accidents.
So his alter identity was how he viewed us as weak and meeble and everything else. So I thought that was such a cool twist on how you perceive all these superheroes and everything. Because Superman is, like, born
He's an alien.
As this super person, and his alter identity is...
Ordinary average Clark. Joe.
Yeah.
But right.
And everybody else, it's the complete reverse.
Yeah.
So right. I thought that was so cool when he broke that down in the end of Kill Bill. I was just like, bam.
Do you know how Batman was created? So then DC had Superman first, right?
Yep.
So they sat down at the table and they go, well, what are we going to do? Who are we going to get? So they took everything Superman was and they made the opposite of Batman. Or Batman is the opposite.
Okay. Yeah.
Meaning he needs all these gadgets to get by. He has to... He is a orphan, you know. Superman had adopted parents. Mm-hmm. So if you sit down and look at it, it's quite interesting. But then they hit that one out of the park, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
always a fan of... I mean, I like traditional superheroes, too, but I'm always, like, a big fan. My two favorites are always Batman and Punisher because, you know, they aren't your traditional heroes that have superpowers. They got to rely on other, you know, gadgets or their own personal arsenal and combat training. And, yeah.
So they're saying there's a chance.
Yes.
For all of us.
For all.
Steve says need more Gambit cameos. I totally agree, Steve. Mm-hmm. Gambit is... awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Gambit is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I think the only movie we really seen him in was that X-Men Origins movie.
I heard years ago though that Channing Tatum was going to be doing a Gambit movie, and apparently that must have fell by the wayside because I haven't heard anything come of that.
Yeah, same here. I haven't heard anything either. I loved him in the cartoon growing up. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Monomi. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that X-Men 92 cartoon is awesome. And I think that's on Disney Plus now, too. I think they brought it on there, too, recently. So, yeah, it's still great. I rewatched it to us, like, a few years ago.
They need to make an actual real good Rogue movie. Not like Rogue, like she was portrayed in those crappy X-Men movies that already came out. They need Rogue from, like, the X-Men Unlimited comic books.
There's a lot to work with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rogue is. I'm sure we'll see a lot of movies coming out.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us today. Is there anything last thing you want to mention about...
Oh, wait, really quick. Have you caught any new movies here?
Yeah.
You know,
any go-to recommendations?
We just went to Firestarter today. Are you planning on seeing that one?
Oh, I would like to, yeah. Did you like it?
Not as much as the original.
Yeah,
okay.
It's always hard to top the original when it comes to remakes.
Yeah.
Did you see the original?
True. I did not. I was too young, and I never... Like I said, I don't do scary movies, so I just haven't... come across
apparently
that one
I
yet.
Wasn't too young. That was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah.
I honestly had no idea about it until you brought it up.
I might be able
ago.
To get that senior discount that they got here coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So, just bring it in. Hey, I've seen this movie. This is proof.
Yeah. I would recommend watching the original before watching the new one.
Yep. Okay. All right,
yeah,
I'll have to do that.
That's what I did a few weeks ago. Worked out pretty good, yeah. It's always fascinating to see what they do with the remakes, to switch stuff up with the new one compared to the old one. And I will say, though, that they switched a lot of stuff up here to keep it at least, you know, completely different experiences.
Well, my question is it follow the book? I guess I never read the book.
Yeah, and I'm not a book reader.
Okay.
I'm just the only book I read that was movie-based was Harry Potter.
Okay.
That was like the only books I've ever read before watching the movies. And I got to say that the movies did not do the books justice. And that's normally the case for any movie.
Right. Yeah.
But
I'm just
not a big reader unless it's comic books.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And love comics. I love graphic novels too. I'm with you. I'm glad you guys sell a lot of graphic novels because, those are great, great just ways to take in a whole story without doing the month to month. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I would like to plug one thing. Mm-hmm. We used to have a movie club and it kind of fell to the wayside here, but we're starting it back up in the summer here after Memorial Day, and we meet Tuesday nights. It's usually the 7 o'clock show, and we post online on Facebook what movie we're going to see. So we just want to invite everybody out, and you know, a lot of times you want to see a movie, but maybe your friends or family don't want to see that movie,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to go in and sit alone. So you know, come and see a movie us. It's only $5. If you don't like it, you're not out any money. You know,
it's funny you say that because I used to do that a lot. Well, you know. I don't know if I would say in my 20s or whatever, but I would go to a movie by myself and people would be like, that's really weird. And I'm like, why is that weird? I mean, it's no different than sitting in front of the TV at home.
Right.
Except I'm watching it in front of a big screen. I got some popcorn and, you know, I got a drink, whatever.
Bucks and six. Looks like we got some NBA playoff updates there. Yes.
But, that makes a really good point, though, is that, you know, if you feel uncomfortable just going to a movie theater by yourself, if you got something like that, that's great because then you got a group of people you can do it with.
Absolutely. Tuesday nights. Then usually afterwards we pose for a picture, and it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
Oh,
yeah. And each, you never know. Some people, you know, give thumbs up and thumbs down. We'll never say really why. It's just a visual thing. So,
no, that's that an way. Awesome movie club. Yeah. Yeah, way to find out and get exposed to new movies you may not have heard about before. You know, just have a nice, good conversation with people about it.
Yeah,
yeah, and he, I mean, he's in a book club, which yeah, I thought was really weird.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of the same thing, though. But yeah, still good.
Hey,
very good.
You'll like this. It's actually it's a graphic novel book club. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was just like a totally like total nerdy book club.
Maybe you
that's just half nerdy.
All books are good, whether they be traditional novels or graph or with pictures. I'm all A-okay for books, graphic or text.
Right. Right. Yes, you can never overread.
Yeah.
Can you? Never.
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 Yeah.
You can never read too much, mm-hmm. and you can never be overdressed.
Yes.
That's our saying. You can never be overeducated.
Like
you can never be overdressed.
I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Never feel guilty putting on a tie.
And they can find all this information on the Hollywood Heroes Facebook page then, too,
yes,
for movie club and everything, specials, everything.
Yep. We'll start posting the movie club again. Well, you're probably in about the next week getting ready for after Memorial Day. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Nancy, so much for your time. This has been great.
Thank you. Yeah. Very nice meeting you both.
Yep. Awesome. Hey. Have a good rest of your weekend here.
Thank you. You too.
And tell your husband I want $50,000 for my original Venom.
Yes, we could do a live appreciation, or not appreciation, but he could look at what it's worth.
And live grading?
Live grading. Yeah, yes. Yeah, he'd come in for that.
It's probably not even the original. It's
awesome.
Yeah, you never know. It'd be good times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we'll probably get ready to wind things down here. Or should we see if about maybe one more break or see if we can find a few more people? Or?
Yeah, I don't know when the next showing is, but if we can grab somebody to see if what movie they're going into.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, we should we'll wind it down in about 10 minutes.
All right. Gotcha. Sounds good. Hey, you guys want to tell us what movie you're coming to see? Get some free candy? Dr. Strange. Hey, you want to say on a microphone for just 30 seconds? You can do it away from.
I did it. You can do it.
You got this. Hi, who are you?
Taylor Pesch.
Taylor, hey, what movie are you coming to see?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. You seen the first one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is my second time seeing.
Oh,
this
second
one.
Time. All right. Cool. Yeah.
I want to see it twice now too. The first time I saw it, I was like, I want to see this again.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it the first time, so. Yeah.
Awesome. Big fan of the comic book movies, then, right? Awesome. What's one comic book movie recommendation? What's your go to? DC fan. Hey, that's fine. I like DC and Marvel. They're all good. Yeah.
They're too dark for me.
Yeah.
So no, I mean literally, they're too dark. You can't see any of the people.
That's true. Kind of true.
What's your DC movie?
I'm a big fan of Batman.
Batman? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you can't go wrong with the Batman movies.
Wonder Woman. No. Yeah. Did you like Wonder Woman?
Oh, we might have another taker here.
Yep. Oh, yep.
I did like Wonder Woman. Pretty good.
You want some free candy?
Yeah, want some free candy? Tell us what movie you're going to see. Get some
that
free
sounded
candy.
So bad. Yeah. It sounded like I should be in a van.
Yeah, oh, God. But, yeah, go ahead and grab some candy. Thanks for telling us what you're coming to see.
Thank you.
Awesome. Enjoy the movies. Hi, what are you guys' names?
Caitlin.
Laney. What movie are you guys coming to see?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's what they were just going to see.
That's my sister.
Oh, okay. Is it your first time seeing it, too, or second time?
First time.
Hoist that up.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, get right up into it.
Yeah, get right up in there, yeah.
First time?
Awesome. We won't spoil anything for you, but you know it's a Marvel movie. You guys seen many in the past then?
Yes.
Recommendation? One of your favorites? Captain America, Avengers, or like some of the DC stuff? Batman?
Captain America, yeah.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Captain America. Yeah. Awesome. Well.
Really?
Yeah, I like Captain America. He's my favorite.
Which Captain America? Original? The sequels? Yeah, I like the original one. Yeah, flashback. Yeah. I like the current. The first and the second one are probably my two favorite of the three there.
Yeah.
Awesome. How about for yourself?
I don't really watch Marvel or DC.
Or how about just a general favorite movie from this year, this past year or so? Anything you caught? Theaters, streaming?
Spiral, probably.
Spiral? I'm not familiar with that one.
It's part of the Saw series.
Saw, okay. Yep, okay. I'm familiar with that. How did that continue?
I thought it was that dragon.
Spyro. Yes, yes. I know what you're saying now. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Did that fit well in the Saw series there? Did you like it as part of the whole Saw universe?
I like the first three movies a lot better than the newer ones, but it was still really good.
But I guess, you know, speaking of spooky movies, it's, you know, it's Friday the 13th. So, you know, and we're kind of here for the Firestarter movie launch. Are you familiar with the older Firestarter? Heard much about this one?
No.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, we definitely recommend both. So, but
because it came out 30 years before she was born.
How about a recommended spooky movie you like? Favorite one of those?
It.
It? Okay, yes.
The old It, not the new
no,
one.
No, the new one.
Yep. The old one.
The yes, the old one. The old one is yes. way better. Yes, well, thank
I
you.
I can't with
Well,
that
if
one.
You like that, you may want to look into the Firestarter movie because both are based on, you know, books by Stephen King.
And there is a preview in the new Firestarter movie for, did you ever get the name of it?
No, I did not catch the name of it. It opens there, up.
It looks creepy, super creepy. It looks really, really good. So you'll have to check that out.
Well, thank you guys for taking a couple minutes with us here. Grab some candy and enjoy the movies.
Thank you.
Yes.
Not all of it.
Boy,
stuff's, like, stuff's like $10 a piece.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Awesome. Well, that was cool. We got some people coming and going here. So, yeah. So, I believe, yeah, we may take a little break here maybe. See if we can track down a couple people here or maybe wind things down.
Well, yeah, we got to get going after this one. I got kids at home.
All right, so I believe we'll wrap it up.
Is there any shows? We could try to grab a couple more people really yep. quick. But
hey, sir, you got a sec? Tell us what movie you're coming to see. Get some free candy. Ah, oh, shoot.
Go get Victor. He loves to talk about movies.
Oh yeah.
And he knows a ton about directors. And
okay. Yeah. Or would you like to see if he's available? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That'd be great. Yeah. That would be awesome. Thank you. Thank you again, Nancy. That was great.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes. Were awesome. Yeah, so yeah, that is at Hollywood Heroes. They're right here in the Riverwalk Center here in East Grand Forks. You can find these right across from Cabela's, right across Demers into East Grand Forks. So yeah. Yeah. Big time fellow comic book fans definitely can get some good comic book patronage there. So, big day at the movie here. Looks like we got Victor coming across the hall we're gonna give a quick interview for here too. So, Hollywood Heroes, I've been meaning to go there more often. I've only been there a few times. I know my dad has been there a few times. He's a big-time comic book fan. He loves stacking up on back issues. So, Victor, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, hop on in, man.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah, we're Grand Forks Best Source. I'm Dale and Paul here.
Oh,
so.
Nice to meet you, Dale, Paul.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so how long have you been with Hollywood Heroes?
Man, I want to say it's how long has it been, Miss Nancy? Like for probably going on five years.
Are you been like a regular customer? You work there too, or help out?
Kind of all.
A little bit of both.
All of it, pretty much. Yeah. So yeah.
Nice, awesome. So how did you find out about it?
I come here. This is basically a second home to me. You know, the movie theater has always been, and once I saw the comic book shop, which is another second home to me, I thought, well, you know, that was just the place for me. So, yeah.
Pretty safe to say you're an avid comic book reader. You keep up with a lot of series.
Oh, well, not the new stuff. I'm not really into the DC Rebirth and stuff. But, yes, I love a lot of comic books, man. Books have always been my things.
So. So I always like to ask fellow comic fans, like, what got you into comics? Did you just happen to grab a stray issue lying around, or at a buddy's found some stuff?
It was actually Spider-Man. I know that's kind of cliche, but yeah, Spider-Man was always my first, and then. But then it was actually, you know, kind of like a twofer for me. I love Marvel and DC both. There's really no preference for me. I love all characters, all villains. Everyone has great stories, you know, whether it's Marvel, DC, you know, so they always pack a good punch to it. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. So what's been the main back issue series that you've been keeping up with? Are there certain ones you've been kind of bidging through, just kind of going through the chronology over the years?
I've been reading them all, really, like whether Marvel, DC, like I said before, and you know, I have to say, like even the graphic novels, they really do, like I said, pack a punch. And if you're reading One More Day, and I know everyone doesn't like that Spider-Man story, but you know, it really kind of brings attention a lot to, you know, how the struggles of Peter Parker and Spider-Man, you know, go together. And with the movie already coming out, which, I mean, man, that was so intense. Like, Spider-Man No Way Home was just crazy. But certain series, like, you know, whether it's the Skrull Wars or whether it's, you know, whether it's like Civil War. I mean,
yeah, Civil War. I remember going through that. There was and all the spin-off series throughout it too, just to keep up with it. That was a huge deal. Yeah.
Oh man, I mean, talk about abrasive change there and divide and conquer, honestly. But yeah, I mean, I think Marvel and DC are really packing out the stories, especially with the movies coming out. Like that's been so crazy. So
yeah, one random thing I'll ask you. One graphic novel I read about a year or so ago was. I wonder if you read this one. I always heard it was like one of the biggest blunders in the comic book industry that both companies just blew it. But it was fun to read all these years later. Marvel versus DC.
Oh no, that was that was what I was waiting. Like,
does it get? Is it worth it? I put the wall sound effect.
Oh no, truly. Like, if you love both companies, I know everyone has their preference, but man, just like that was what I was waiting for my entire like life. Like. The kid in me, and still, I guess I still have the kid in me, and it never leaves. But no, like, I was waiting for, like, Punisher to take on Batman, and Captain America to take on Spider-Man, and, of course, Superman to take on Spider-Man. So, I mean, that was just a dream come true, and I don't know why everyone said that's a blunder. That was truly a...
It was fun seeing him collide and all that.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Like, I mean, come on, your favorite heroes going up against each other, talking about ideologies, like, that's incredible, so...
Yeah, it was interesting to read all these years later. The things that was interesting to me that stood out the most about it was the way it wrapped up. The way some of the battles wrapped up were a little quirky.
Yeah, they were a little, you know, kind of like, what? You know, but they were...
I think it was like they didn't want like Marvel or DC to overpower each other, so they kind of wrote these kind of like flim-flam kind of like where both sides didn't really... like. I think one of it was like Flash versus Quicksilver to see who was the fastest. And, like, I think wasn't the ending of it, like, didn't, like, someone get squished by... No, it was Aquaman versus Namor. And one of them just got squished by a random whale that was jumping up. And it was dumb. It was silly.
Yeah, I think they kind of were like, well, you know, they're such great characters, and I don't know where we stand on them. So it's like, well, let's just, you know, kind of, as they would say in shows, like, when they're coming to a very horrible ending, like, let's bring the shark in. Like, you know, Fonzie jumping over a shark kind of moment. Let's do that. You know, see how everyone feels.
Batman could have just brought out his shark repellent.
Yeah, right? That's right. That's right. Now we're at the movie theaters. I asked Nancy, comic book movies obviously have been taking out big. And you already touched on, you know, the latest Spider-Man being awesome. What were some of your other go-to comic book movies?
Oh, man. I mean, Doctor Strange. I mean, being that that was incredible. And seeing every hero in that, I mean, my gosh, that was so cool. There was Civil War that came out like a long, long last year ago. There was, I mean, even the original Fantastic Four, like the 2004 and 3 and 5 movies, like those, everyone
garbage
said they were...
fire.
Yeah, everyone said they were pretty bad, but they were never as bad as, you know, Josh Trank's one, like Fantastic Four stick. That was so horrific. Gosh, but they were never as horrible as that one. But, you know, it's still, I mean, whether we're talking about Fantastic Four or even Batman v Superman, I mean, not a lot of people can copy what Frank Miller did. But, you know, I give Zack Snyder, you know, at least... you know, a B for at least trying. You know, you gotta give him an effort for trying. You know, it's hard to bring a great graphic novel to life. So,
yeah, I see.
He did a pretty good job with Watchmen.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, even the director's cut was incredible. Like, so I mean, the fact that he could do what, you know, I know Alan Moore wasn't very happy with, you know, his work being messed with. You know, because he's so incredible, but you know, and someone had to bring it to life, and who better than Zack Snyder? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some of his movies, his latest ones, get some flack. I was a fan of Batman versus Superman, and even his take on the Justice League that just hit. So
yeah. That was so crazy. I still couldn't believe Joss Whedon thing. That still blew my mind. Yeah,
So is there going to be a Black Adam with The Rock?
Yes, and you should see him. He got completely shredded.
I heard that they actually had to take out the armor plating of his suit because he was just like too muscular. So they had to.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he could just walk in with a regular T-shirt with a lightning bolt on it, and he'd still look just jacked. So I mean,
but that's actually a movie in the making, then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They got some press shots out for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. They got, you know, he got super ripped for it, and even Shazam Fury of the Gods is coming out after Black Adam, so I'm really excited for that.
That's awesome. How about other go-to movies in general? What are some of your recommendations from over the years? Just a few random favorites that come to mind?
Oh, I mean, I've got to say, I mean, Django Unchained. I mean, I remember coming to see that with my dad here, and that was so, I mean, I knew Quentin had something up his sleeve, like, when he did that. I would also have to say, oh, man, there's so many ones that come to mind. I would have to say either Django Unchained or either Hateful Eight, or I would either say, like, the new ones that are coming out, and even now, like, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Go see that. You will absolutely adore that movie if you love multiverse movies. So.
I've been hearing a lot of good buzz about that one.
Oh, yeah. You will enjoy. There's that one. And, of course, what was it? The Unamassable Talent, the new Nicolas Cage movie.
Nicolas Cage one, yeah.
It's a movie within a movie, and if you love movies like that, you will enjoy that heavily. Go see that one. Oh, and go see The Norseman. Norseman was so incredible. That was like revenge movie times, love story times. Do you have love for your kin, or do you have vengeance for your enemies kind of, like, feel? If you love, like rugged dudes just getting, like, down and bloody and dirty with that, that's your kind of movies, then I would go see that. That's truly great. I mean, Robert Eggers, dude, like, his directing style is just incredible.
I think you might need to be a regular on our show.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I definitely respect your passion, man, dude. Oh, it's through the roof, dude.
Well, I mean, this is, like, just a lifestyle, and I loved it ever since, and it's something I never want to turn off, and the fact of sitting here with you guys even now just is incredible, and just getting to talk to you guys about this is a dream come true.
Well,
so
we do a weekly movie and TV kind of review show, just kind of like the latest movies and TV streams. We'd love to have you on as a guest.
I'd be very honored. I'd very much be honored. I'm honored now, so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll set you up some contact information after we wrap up here. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, Victor over at Hollywood Heroes, right?
Very much,
nice.
Yes.
Nice, cool. And they can find you there or here, just kind of coming and going, right?
Yep. You can find me at the movie theater or even Hollywood Heroes or any comic book store around town. So, yeah.
Are you going to be at the Comic-Con where Tom... coming up in October.
Dragon Con? Absolutely, yes. Yep. I will be at Dragon Con, yes.
Yep. Or the one coming in Grand Forks here as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. I forgot about that one, too. Yeah, there I will be at that one as well. So you will see me there or at Dragon Con Fargo. So, yeah. Yep.
Oh, Nancy has one more thing here.
You have to tell them about when you met the actor from Flash Gordon.
Oh, Sam Jones.
All the stuff he was in.
Oh, man, Sam Jones was, that guy was so nonchalant about everything. He was such a cool guy. I mean, like, I was so nervous. Like, I had my friend Jonan go with me because I was so nervous to meet him. I couldn't even believe that was him. He's like, straight up walked out of, like, Flash Gordon and just, like, shook my hand.
Was it like Ted then and kind of go through that experience, right?
Yes, and speaking of Ted, I couldn't stop asking Ted questions. I'm like, ask Flash Gordon questions, not Ted questions. And I kept asking it over and over. I was so freaking nervous, but he was so great. And he was such a nice guy. And I can't believe he worked out with Luther Rigno. He worked out with Luther Rigno, the Incredible Hulk himself. He was like, yeah, just work out with him. And it's like nonchalant about everything. It was so cool.
Oh, man. Dude, that is awesome. I bet you must have listened to, like, the Flash soundtrack that night.
Oh, man. Like, I love Queen. And the fact that they got
that
to...
Flash?
Yes. Wah!
He saved every one of us.
Oh, man.
I loved it.
That is a classic.
Oh, Queen. Who better to do that soundtrack than Queen, man? Mm-hmm. They just rock out hard. Shout out to, of course, you know, everyone who was on that, like, movie. Especially, you know... Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury, because he was so cool. I loved him. And the fact that they did... Oh, if anyone hasn't seen the Bohemian Rhapsody, like, movie, please go see it. Oh, Rami Malek deserved that Oscar.
Oh, big time.
Oh, he just incredible.
I mean, even his, like, his moves, like... Yes. It was like... If you put the two of them side by side,
yes.
He actually had it like down to the to the millisecond.
Oh heck yeah!
Yeah, it was fantastic.
The fact that they did Live Aid, just like it was just like the concert in real life, man. And every note, every just move, like you said before. I mean, it was so on point that it was like it's like you were right there in front of it. Like we were actually in Live Aid, and it was so cool to see it. And the fact that they were like, yeah, we respected it so much, and Live Aid was such a big event, and every great band from Led Zeppelin. Portland to Rolling Stones, and everyone was there, and it was just such a beautiful moment to see him at his last great performance there. But I wish I was alive for that time, but man, that was just cool to see in just theaters, and everyone just clapping their hands to Radio Gaga. So I was like, yeah, that was just perfect.
Oh, all man.
Right. So just one thing to end this on. So we're going to have you on our big screens and TV streams show,
oh,
but
wow.
You can't wear that hat.
Oh, well, I guess, my Ninja Turtle hat, I guess I can't wear
no.
this hat. But
no, it's because it's green. You have a see-through head.
Oh, oh. Oh, no. I guess you got to go right away, Raphael.
I forgot all about the green screen effect. Yes. Oh, man. Epic stuff. I guess we are here promoting a Firestarter hitting today. Are you a fan of spooky movies? It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe that they were doing a Stephen King movie again. After Pet Sematary.
Did you see the original Firestarter?
Oh, absolutely. All I mean, right, Drew Barrymore, like, I knew that when she talked to Steven Spielberg about it, like, she actually told him a joke. And then he's like, you're so totally lying. And then she kind of, like, looked at him with this, like, grin on her face. And it was cool because they showed pictures of, like, the production and everything. And she just walking up to Steven Spielberg because he visited the set. And he was like, oh, cool, Steven Spielberg's here. Everyone be on your best behavior because Steven Spielberg. And so it was so cool to see, like, Stephen King's work being brought to life. Like, whether we're talking about Pet Sematary, or even talking just about like Misery. I mean, my gosh, I feel bad for. Hopefully, they don't like reenact the scene where James can.
So
I literally got hobbled.
So actually, I heard some really good casting tips.
Yes.
I don't know if it was my aunt or if it was my mom, but one of them said that they should make a new Misery movie and they should cast Amber Heard.
Oh.
There we go.
Talk about your no-brainers.
The go-to casting lineups, yes. Yeah. Well, Victor, thank you again so much for your time, dude. This has been awesome.
Thank you,
and,
man.
And yeah, actually, I don't want to forget. We'll give you our next information
This
here.
Coming Wednesday.
Please,
so watch,
yes.
Watch the new Firestarter. We'll do a review of it compared to the new one on Wednesday.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't want to give any spoilers tonight because it just came out.
No,
but
absolutely.
On Wednesday, it's no holds barred.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just very, very honored and blessed that, you had me on here. And just to talk to you guys is, again, a blessing in disguise. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Victor, and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Awesome, yeah. So I think
we
got
to cut it because Icky's about to come on.
Oh, shoot. I guess, we cannot. Yeah, and that actually, he has a pretty good show lined up tonight. Ichabod will be reviewing the Nicolas Cage action revenge thriller Pig. Do not miss it. And we'll wrap things down here with, it's some outro music. And there we go. I think I got it. Yep, there we go. We are GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source, and this is a special live on-location edition of Big Screens and TV Streams.
This was a lot of fun.
Yes, this was awesome. Many thanks to Nancy, Victor, and Sam for coming on, and our few awesome moviegoers brave enough for the microphones today. And you can catch us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on gfbestsource.com. So, for Paul.
See ya.
I'm Dale. We will see you later. Goodbye.
Passports and other documents are inside little boxes. Passports and other documents are in my room. You do not want my troubled babe. You do not want my debt. I'll gladly share my documents. I'll let you in. If you want, I will share my debt. If you want, I won't.